And welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, a show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. And very important people here. Yes, they are here once a month because there's lots of important updates to talk about. From Colorado Department of Transportation, Michelle Pulin is here. Michelle, what's up?
Good morning. It's such a gorgeous day.
It's beautiful.
Get out there and enjoy it and drive it. Safe.
And drive safe, which we're going to talk about. And engineer Dave Watt is here. Dave, it's great to see you.
It's good to see you today. Good morning.
And I know we have lots to talk about. We're going to talk about the West 24 project, I-25 cable rail project. We're going to talk about celebrating Rock Rimmon being done. So we got lots to talk about on that. But first, Michelle, let's start with work zone safety. We are getting into, not that, there aren't projects in Colorado going on all the time where there's work zones.
We're fortunate enough in this area of the state that we get to do work all year round.
Right.
But last week was National Work Zone Awareness Week. So we kind of take the week that kind of kicks off construction season just to remind folks to look for those cone zones and to drive safe.
Right.
But CDOT is taking a new angle.
And okay.
This is based on a goal of the governor and a goal of our new executive director, in that safety should be our top concern all year round, not just
Absolutely.
One week. And in every factor, not just work zones, but every element of work that we do. So we will be taking steps to make work zones safer for crews, but we're also asking for help from the public.
Okay.
And the biggest thing we can ask you to do is slow down.
Absolutely.
We put those reduced speed limits in work zones for a reason. It's to protect you and to protect us. So we really ask that you abide by those. And we also ask that you pay attention. Drop those distractions. An interesting statistic about work zones is, we do see crashes in those. And of the crashes that we see in work zones nationwide, 4 out of 5 fatalities that happen in work zones aren't with crews that are working. They're with the motorists.
Wow, because they weren't paying attention or they were speeding or they were...
Well, you hit those barricades. I mean, there's so many things that you can do. So slowing down is not just protecting our folks,
right. But
it's protecting you as well.
And your family.
It is. So, the big message that we're putting out there is drive like you work here.
I saw that. I was telling you guys, I actually had to go up through the gap on Friday up to Denver. And those lanes are narrow.
Yes,
they're very narrow. And what were you calling that, Dave, where they have to rip out either lanes or, side things? And
you've got to remove the old stripes. You also have to remove the rumble strips that were there
when
we had the full section. And so there's some bumpy rides.
And it was grabbing my tires and it was like, whoop, just hold on, right? And I don't see how people can go blazing through there in any way.
It's not safe to do that.
It's not safe at all. I also liked another sign. I saw that sign that you were talking about. I saw another one that said, we have families too, or something
Absolutely.
Like that. I was like, that was deep. Because it is. It's true.
Yeah. We've had, with our CDOT family and our Colorado State Patrol family, we've had 2 deaths in recent weeks.
Yeah.
And both of those were preventable. And we just don't want to see any additional fatalities, injuries in work zones, whether it's to our crews or motorists.
Absolutely.
And we can all take precautions to make sure that doesn't happen.
Absolutely. Slow down in
Slow
the
down.
Cone zones.
Pay attention.
Well, we're going to talk more about the gap. We're going to get an update on the gap later, but State Patrol has flat out said, we're watching, right?
Most definitely.
You follow that speed or...
In the gap right now, we have increased patrol with our partners from Colorado State Patrol. So they are out there. They are looking for folks who are going too fast, and the fine is doubled.
Yeah, which is a hefty fine.
Yeah. Keep your money.
In your pocket.
Yeah.
And they're watching the interstate, and they're watching the frontage roads that are parallel to the interstate.
Yeah, I noticed that getting up to the kind of Castle Rock area, how many people jump off to the frontage roads, and it was just like a line of cars zipping by. So.
Right, and speed limits are even further reduced on the frontage roads.
Well, because I'm sure a lot of service vehicles use those.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, it's one of those things about being a courteous neighbor when it comes to the gap.
Right.
Those are roads that residents in the area have to take.
Right.
So we strongly encourage you to stay on the interstate.
Right.
The frontage road isn't meant for travel between Colorado Springs and Denver.
Right.
I get that everybody's looking for a shortcut and a way around, but let's leave those frontage roads for the people who really need them.
You know what it reminds me of? And we've seen this as we sit in traffic on the interstate, right? Those folks that go off one ramp and come on another. And that's how they keep Hey, you guys know who I'm talking
yes,
about.
Yes, yes.
I guess that's legal to do, too, I guess. I mean, I wouldn't see why it wouldn't be, but.
Well, and you, it's one of those things that I'd like to have somebody do a time study on it.
And see if it actually
are
helps.
Are you actually saving any time?
Right, by going over ramps.
Yeah.
On and off ramps. Dave's
yeah.
shaking his
Stopping.
Head. Probably
yeah.
not.
Probably
trying
not.
Too hard.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a break now. When we come back, again, we're going to get updates on the West Highway 24 project, I-25 cable rail project. But when we're going to come back, we're going to celebrate the completion of Rock Rimmen.
Woohoo.
Woo. We'll have more.
Marty.
I know, with Michelle and Dave next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with CDOT. Joining us, Michelle Pulin is here. Hello, Michelle.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming up this morning. And engineer Dave Watt is here. Dave, it's great to see you again.
It's good to see you.
You've been very busy.
We had a good year, and we're looking forward to having another good year in 2019 as
yeah.
we kind of segue away from some of the construction projects that we've completed and
yeah.
that we're wrapping up and start out with the 2019 construction season on U.S. 24 West again. We're going to be busy on U.S. 24 West of I-25.
So we're going to talk about that in a minute. First, I want to talk about the one project, the big one, that got wrapped up.
We will wrap up I-25 in Cimarron, I-25 in
Rock Rimmen,
our bridge preventive maintenance project.
Yeah.
That was a solid year of construction, and we were able to complete the improvements in one construction season. And Renee, you may remember the improvements included replacement and adjustment of expansion devices at the bridge.
Right.
Filling in some of those low spots.
Right.
We were also shaving off some of the bridge deck to improve the road profile. It was a successful use of bridge preventive maintenance funds and concrete resurfacing funds to get a better ride and seal off the bridge deck and address some of the ride problems we were having there.
Now, I was joking with you, Dave, of course, but I was like, now I can't launch my Prius off the little thing going southbound I-25.
Well, this is even a little bit of a good public service message. We
yeah.
did have one caller who was concerned that his kids were going to be disappointed
because they couldn't do that
the
anymore.
Bump is gone at the northbound exit ramp at Rock River.
Yeah.
But we're very happy to be
yeah.
off the road and very happy about the work the project team and Ralph L. Wadsworth did over the
oh,
year.
Oh, it's so smooth through there
to
now.
Smooth out that yeah. ride and get off the highway safely.
Yeah.
And also complete some repairs on a conspicuous crack in the pavement that we were able to address within that budget and within that time frame. So we're calling
that
successful.
And it didn't slow anything
project.
Down or anything like that. Got it all done.
No, we were able to complete the whole improvements on time, on budget, and again, safely do that work to where we were shifting traffic back and forth. We had some of those narrow lanes during the day as
yes.
well, like we talked about with the gap.
Right.
But we had a successful construction season with that effort and minimal safety problems.
Good.
And thank folks for slowing down and appreciate their patience as we had some constriction there, but I think everybody's happy at the end that we've
yeah.
got the road back the way the condition is we want it.
Absolutely. Yeah, very smooth through there. And let's focus on the 24 project, the West 24 project, to talk about a cone zone. But this has been kind of in the works for a little bit, hasn't it?
This has been in the works for a little bit. There's two parts to this US 24 West resurfacing project. We are going to be doing pavement resurfacing from 8th Street to a little bit west of Manitou Springs. That's the big conspicuous fix that will be there, that we'll be doing a 2 1/4 inch mill and fill, which means we'll be grinding down the pavement and replacing it with brand new asphalt.
Okay.
That type of work will be done in the evenings. So we're going to have to take some lanes, but we're going to be doing that at night.
Okay.
We're going to be paving tonight. So that won't be starting up immediately. We're going to wait for the temperatures to come up so we can get the asphalt down with appropriate temperatures
right.
in the evening when we have a good weather and also when we have less traffic and less disruption to the West Side community. Along with that resurfacing effort, we'll be doing some bridge deck rehabilitations and some adjustment of bridge rails to bring those heights up to current day standards and rehab some of the decks along the US 24 West.
Okay.
And
is that including like west of 8th Street and up? Because I know there's already been some work in that area, right, on 24?
There has been some work in that area. In fact, just a quick segue. We're wrapping up at 31st Street and Ridge Road.
Okay.
And once we get the signal poles in place, we will be putting up the new traffic signals and calling that project complete.
Done. Nice.
And we're excited about that. And then we're going to segue into, again, this resurfacing project where we'll be doing the 2 1/4 inch mill and fill, the work on the bridge decks, also a pavement reconstruction for a few hundred feet, just a little bit to the east of the 14th Street intersection. So westbound, if folks are noticing, this project's necessary. The road needs the help.
Right.
But there's a few hundred feet to the east of 14th Street in the westbound lanes that is worse than the rest of the facility. And we're going to be doing a full depth repair on that. So you'll see a little bit different effort there. You'll see some barriers come up.
The ramps to go off and come on in that area.
This is on the driving lanes.
On the driving lanes.
On the main line.
Perfect.
And you'll see a little bit different construction zone set up there. But there'll be some shifting around. But this is because we're going to have to do a full depth pavement repair there.
Okay.
So a little bit more effort. The second part of the project that's been on the books for a little while is the 21st Street intersection improvement. It had been coupled and planned to go with the 31st Street intersection work, but we had to delay this a little bit until we could pull the funds together and get this out at one fell swoop. So at 21st Street, we're going to be extending the westbound left turn lane, where we're getting a lot of stacking and cars back up into the through lanes and causing congestion.
Yes, okay. I'm following you now. My brain's going, wait, westbound. I was thinking eastbound. I'm like, but that's a good lane. So no, westbound.
If you're wanting to go south towards Cheyenne Mountain High School from 24, we're going to get a little bit more room to store that left turn lane.
Okay.
And we're going to do that by filling in the gap between the two bridges that go over Fountain Creek.
Okay.
We're also going to be doing some Fountain Creek bridge scour protection. We want to make sure we shore up the abutments. Several years ago, in fact, probably about 20 years ago, this bridge abutments washed out during the 1999 flood event.
I don't remember that. That's crazy.
The bridge is very safe, but we're gonna shore up some of the bridge scour protection there in that area.
Absolutely.
You'll also see a new traffic signal.
Extend the lifespan a bit.
That's exactly right.
For changing when the lights change or extend in each direction?
No, extend the lifespan of the bridge.
Oh, lifespan. I thought you said light cycle. I was like, wait, what? Like, lifespan of like, does TOC know? No. Did you send him a memo? Sorry.
And the last part of that project is at 21st Street, we'll see a new traffic signal going in there. So this is going to be...
And that's also on the westbound, or the, westbound.
The new traffic signal at 21st and US 24. There'll be a new traffic signal there, and this will help tie in the 2C improvements that Carl Springs folks built last summer.
Perfect. So is all this getting underway pretty soon here?
You'll see the cone zones are going to start coming out probably the middle to latter part of May.
Okay. So get ready.
Hamilton Construction is the prime, and Schmidt Construction will be doing the asphalt work.
Perfect. And the asphalt work will be done last or first?
The asphalt work is going to start once they get the temperatures.
Perfect.
Probably June-ish.
June-ish. Okay, I'm just getting ready, because that's my neck of the woods.
I know, that's your neighborhood.
That's my neighborhood. So I got to be ready. And I wanted to ask you guys really quick, and I know this was just so folks who live further up the pass. I know last year, Michelle, there was a lot of the rock work up 24. Is that completed?
Yes, the rock fall mitigation work is completed.
All done.
Yes.
No more of that this summer.
Not this summer.
Perfect.
The rock fall work is complete. There is a fiber optic cable.
That's right, working on that. Okay.
And then we're also working on a project that involves Serpentine Drive. So we have that closed right now, and it'll be closed through May as we enhance that wall
right there.
It's a region-wide wall enhancement or wall repair. That's a historic wall. It's 160 years old. So needs a little drainage help. Because, again, one of the main things we're focused on the next few years is maintaining our assets, improving our assets, expanding the lifespan of our
absolutely
assets.
Yeah,
and walls are definitely part of that.
Absolutely.
Neat little tidbit of information there. The contractor took a lot of pictures of the wall. They've labeled the stones that
each
hold
stone
up the wall, and they're building a brand new wall that will be with soil walls to hold that up and shore up the US 24 business loop.
Right.
But then they're going to put the stones back just like they looked before.
That's incredible.
Isn't that amazing?
So that is amazing.
It's kind of
them. History is one of those things that we pay close attention to. There's in Pueblo, just another little tidbit, we have a green truss bridge that is the
I
only.
I think we've talked about it. That was a little bit ago, the bridges. Yeah.
And that bridge was one of the few that survived the 1920 flood in Pueblo.
Right.
And so it has huge historic value. So history-wise, what we did to protect that bridge is, we had to replace lots of the rivets.
Right.
But we went in and hand made sure that they looked just like the historic rivets.
Wow. So, so it's spent there, some extra time. Yeah.
Yes.
That's incredible.
So history is important to us too. So we want to preserve those types of assets as well.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, we've got to take a quick news break. And when we come back, we're going to get more updates, including the I-25 cable rail projects, GAP, and a lot more. We'll have more with Michelle and Dave from CDOT next on the Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to the Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're getting some updates this morning from Colorado Department of Transportation. Joining us this morning, Engineer Dave Watt. Hello, Dave.
Good morning.
And Michelle Pulin is here. Michelle.
Good morning. So good to see you.
It's great
again.
To see you. I've always said, hey, if I'm going to go on vacay, just have Michelle do it.
I would love it.
Yeah, I think you should. It'd be awesome.
I think people would get sick of hearing about the roads, but we'll give it a shot.
You're so funny. So we are getting some updates on some projects that are going on. We just talked about the Highway 24 project, as you were mentioning, Dave, Ridge and 31st, getting ready to wrap up, but getting ready to launch a lot more projects here soon.
That's correct. And we talked about the resurfacing project on US 24. And we'd like to talk about one more project we're wrapping up. We wrapped up I-25 in Rock Rimmon.
Yes.
And we are completing another phase of the cable barrier effort between Carl Springs and Pueblo on I-25.
So let's talk about the cable barrier. So in some sections of the interstate, if you travel south, you know that there is nothing in between in the median, right? Is it to keep one car from crossing over?
The idea with the cable barrier work that we're doing is to prevent crossovers from northbound or southbound I-25 to go across the median into opposing travel. And we've had some accidents that are rather severe. And this is a goal that we're moving forward where we're going to be able to provide cable barrier between Pueblo and Carl Springs, much like you see up towards the Cass Rock area, but this will eliminate crossover accidents.
Now, it's quite the process, isn't it? Because this is going to be in multiple phases, isn't it?
We've done some work south of Fountain.
Okay.
And we just completed about a 3-mile segment from Pikes Peak International Raceway, north 3 miles. So it's mile marker 122 to mile marker 125.
So about South Fountain-ish, yeah, like you were saying. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
The South Fountain area. And what we've done a little bit differently in this one was we did this work in the nights. We were talking about that during the commercial break, that this has been night work when we've done some earthwork to flatten out the slopes and provide a better system, if you will, for the cable barrier. And we've done this work at night, and we've been able to complete this on time, on budget. And the last bit to do is to complete the revegetation efforts of the median area that we've been working in.
Okay, for phase two that you're on right now.
That we're on right now. So Kirkland Construction is wrapping up this effort. We've really had success not doing this work in the daytime. It's a little bit more hazardous for the workers to be out there at night. But we had some good relationships that we use with our Carl State Patrol, where we provide extra traffic control and protection for the workers and for the travelers to do that work at night. And
because it does take up like a lane in each direction, right?
We had to take a lane. And so you're down to one lane on I-25. And to do that when we have lower traffic volumes, we do that at night. But that's also where we have to take special measures to provide lighting so the workers can see what they're doing, provide extra traffic control so we can protect the workers and safely guide the traffic through the work zone site. So again, along with the traffic control devices you typically see, we were using our State Patrol brethren quite a bit on this project.
Absolutely.
And we're excited about completing up this effort. It's about a $2.5 million improvement that we've done there, and looking forward to continuing these efforts to again achieve that goal of medium barrier protection between Pueblo and Carl Springs.
Now,
so
there
we
is
can
a,
eliminate these crossovers.
Absolutely. And there's a phase three that's getting ready to start. Is that later this year or maybe next year, phase three of this project?
Later this summer.
This summer.
Yeah.
Okay. So start phase three. Do we know the area that that's going to be going from?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're still working on the scope for that project, so we'll be announcing that shortly.
Now, do we know kind of a timeline in general for the cable rail project from this? Because that's a long stretch of interstate for the whole project to be completed.
It's still the goal. And we don't know if we're going to be able to complete this by 2020 or if it's going to slip into 2021. It's dependent upon funding availability, and it's competing with priorities on other cable barrier projects as well as other safety improvement projects. So It's a little bit funding, but we're going to get there.
Right.
Whether it's in 2020, 2021, or when, that's what we're not quite sure of. But
okay.
We're committed to providing this median safety barrier.
Absolutely.
Between Pueblo and Carl Springs.
Yeah. Much needed, isn't it?
It truly is.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating to me, before I started working at CDOT, I didn't realize all of the different types of barrier there were and the process that goes into choosing the best type of barrier.
For the type of, say, travel way.
Exactly.
Right?
So you think of just your regular steel beams that we have over bridges that people see. That type of guardrail may bounce you back into traffic.
Interesting.
And so we have to think of the safety with that. Cable rail, the goal of the cable rail is to basically wind you up and get you caught up in it.
Catches you.
Yeah.
Right.
So you're not going. Yep. So you don't bounce back into traffic. You don't go across into the other lane. So it's pretty fascinating the work that goes into choosing what's the best type of barrier in different areas of the state.
Because you're right. You don't think about when you're putting, of course, Dave does. Dave's an engineer.
Yeah.
Dave knows, right?
It's like second nature. That's what he thinks about at night when he's eating dinner.
Right. When he's trying to fall asleep and he goes, what do we use?
You two are scaring me.
Yeah. But you don't think that, like, the different things would, like, one you said might bounce you back into traffic, where the other one is just to try and stop you in your tracks.
Right. If you're going over a pass,
right.
You know, maybe we want that type of barrier that's going to get you far away from that edge. So we want to use the type of rail that bounces you back.
Right.
Whereas in a median, we might want to use something that catches you. Mm-hmm. So there's so many different types of barrier that folks just don't think of.
Absolutely.
Fascinating.
And you do consider what you're trying to protect against.
Absolutely.
And making sure you've got room for the appropriate treatment.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's do a quick gap update because we could talk gap for days, I'm sure.
We did, yeah. My friend Bob Wilson was with us last month,
yes.
And we got to talk about the gaps. So.
Yeah, so let's do a quick update. Everything's on schedule.
Everything right now is on schedule.
You know what I loved? Didn't you guys already put in one of the underpasses for the, did you hear that story?
With the wildlife?
Yes.
That's what we're starting work on.
Yes.
So
it sounds like you're starting work on that, and it's starting to be the wildlife.
There will be several wildlife crossings within the gap.
Yeah.
And in addition to loving animals and not wanting to have...
And loving your car and
We are protecting motorists by doing these wildlife crossings.
Right.
But, you know, we will use fences to basically filter the animals to the protected crossings that will keep them out of the road.
Right.
So all of those deer carcasses and raccoons and all of the different animals.
Right.
And, you know, again, it's kind of similar to the barrier. It's absolutely fascinating. We have our environmental group that looks at the migration patterns
animals. Yeah.
And, you know, I was talking to one of our environmental team members who said, you know, certain animals won't go through culverts. They only will do the over. Some animals won't go over. They just go under. And so those are things we have to take into consideration. And again, you know, it's a huge investment. But ultimately, it protects our system.
It keeps motorists,
It keeps the traffic flow moving
if
we don't have those wildlife accidents or crashes. So it's pretty amazing that we're doing this. And I'm it's again, going to be another step
in
the
project.
GAP project.
Right.
Right now, we've got work happening on the north phase and the south phase. Soon, we'll start there in that middle phase.
In the middle phase, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, one of the things that I would be in big trouble if I didn't plug is the different things we're doing to get commuters through there and reduce the number of cars.
Absolutely.
So, Bustang.
Yes.
Buy a ticket.
$9.
Try it out. $9.
Come
we'll
on
take
now.
You from Colorado Springs to the Denver Tech Center.
Right.
Where you can hop on the light rail, get an Uber, have somebody pick you up. There's so many different options. The other option, which is fantastic, is I-25 My Way.
There we go.
Finally, I'm going to get it out. And that helps you figure out a carpool, figure out van shares.
And they literally work to coordinate you with somebody. Like, you put in your destination right in time frame.
Yep.
So, and somebody at CDOT is going,
There is a website called I-25MyWay.org.
Okay.
You can enter in your information where you're going, and it will help you set up a carpool. Gives you the opportunity to meet folks. Gives you the opportunity to sit back and enjoy the ride and not be the one stressed out behind the wheel all the time. And it's going to save you money.
It is.
Stress. I mean, there's not a lot, you know, it's a win-win situation.
Right. Oh, and I know, and we're going to have to take a quick break here, but the GAP project is just starting.
Truly, it is.
Yeah. So we've got a couple years.
Yeah, this is going to be something we're all going to be dealing with, you know, till 2022.
Absolutely.
So let's find ways to get through there. Change the culture a little bit. I mean, we are so dependent on our vehicles. Yeah. Try it out. See what it's like to be vehicle free. It might open you up to something you like. You know,
absolutely.
It goes back to Life Cereal and Mikey. Try it. You might like it.
It's just a great thing to take a break on. Good one, Michelle. We'll be back with CDOT. We have more on the way. KRDO's news rate. KRDO, the extra. There we go. See, Michelle, you got me all messed up.
I got you going.
Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today we're talking with Michelle Pulin and Dave Watt from Colorado Department of Transportation. Hello, both of you.
Good morning.
And we've talked about a lot. And if you missed any of the updates on projects that are wrapping up, projects that are starting, you can always go and listen to the podcast, which will be available later this morning. On our website, go to KRDO.com, look under the radio tab, and click on podcasts. And Michelle, we talked to you the morning of what was supposed to be like the baby clone, kind of. Is that what we're calling it, the baby clone?
Oh,
the
small clone? Bomb Cyclone 2, Mini Cyclone. There were several names floating around for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the storm that was a week after the big storm.
Right. Well, and of course, we're all going, please, no. But here's the thing. People listened this time, you know, which is incredible, right? Because, I mean, everybody was so concerned, like we'd have a repeat of the bomb cyclone. 1,000 people stuck on the roadways.
A huge thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, people really took those messages to heart. A huge thank you to employers for working with their teams, letting folks go home early, letting folks work from home, whatever it took. We did a great job of not having motorists on the roadway during the height of the second round of
storms. The baby clone.
It helped us keep the roads clear.
Absolutely.
It helped our plow drivers. It made a significant difference. So, you know, we don't like to throw those terms around lightly.
Right.
We don't just say, stay home, don't be on the roads because we feel like it. I mean, when we say it, we truly do mean it. We truly do see that there's a safety issue.
Absolutely.
And we're, you know, protecting you, protecting our teams. And so, again, thank you for listening.
Absolutely. And that kind of leads me to, we're getting into summer driving now. Schools are going to be out soon. People are going to be going on vacations. Lots of road trips happening, et cetera.
We consider the time from Memorial Day to Labor Day as the 100 most deadly days on the road. And several factors go into that. You know, you mentioned kids being out of school. You're going to have a lot of new drivers out on the road. My son is one of them.
Everybody watch out.
Yeah, everybody watch out. you have graduation parties. Mm-hmm. You have people going to barbecues, events. We've got all of the different summer holidays. So those 100 deadliest days, we can make the choices to turn around. You know, again, it's the same things we always talk about. Wear your seatbelts. Please buckle up.
Yeah.
Please don't drive impaired and drop the distractions.
Right.
Those are all things you can do to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
And we are going to work with our law enforcement partners to have increased
patrols,
enforcement.
Patrols and enforcements,
For click it or ticket, for DUIs. So look for those during that
down.
Time.
Absolutely.
Yes,
please
absolutely.
Put the phone down.
Yeah.
And, you know, with all of the weather that we had this spring, that's puts a lot of moisture onto our asphalt.
Yeah.
So you're going to see those potholes.
The emergency potholes. Yeah.
So emergency pothole repair is going to be happening. We do ask for your eyes on the road.
Yeah.
We can't be in all places. So if you do see a pothole on the state system, please let us know.
Okay.
In this part of the state, you can call 719-562-5568. And one of our fantastic customer service reps will take down that information. And
where you spotted the pothole.
Where you spotted the pothole. The more information you can give, the better.
Right.
What roadway you're on, what direction you're going, what mile point you're on, what lane it was in.
Okay.
We do have folks calling and saying, hey, on my drive to work, there's a pothole.
Great.
Well,
we need a little more information. We need a little bit more specificity
so
than that. Okay.
The more information you can give us, the better.
And really quick, before we have to wrap up today, CDOT had a conversation last night. I don't know if it's a kickoff, but in Colorado Springs, it's the cannabis conversation. And kind of talking about impaired driving using cannabis and what CDOT, law enforcement, can do, right?
It's a great educational opportunity for us. We want to hear you. We want to know a couple different things is what we're taking from these conversations. Number one is, why do you think it's okay to drive high?
Right.
You know, we all know not to drive drunk, but why is it okay to drive high? Number two, what can we do as CDOT and law enforcement to educate you on why it's not okay
to drive high?
So how do you receive your messages? You know, do you want us to text you stuff? Do you want a TV campaign that's funny and cute? Do you want the shock and awe factor?
Right.
So we're having these throughout the state to really learn from you.
Okay.
It's not about us so much as telling you. It's about us listening to you. So, again.
So, several across the state.
Several across the state.
And I'm sure both Dave and Michelle, for everything we've talked about, upcoming projects, cannabis conversations, regional projects, they can go to the CDOT website. Is that right?
We've got two great websites that will help you out. One is codot.gov. You can learn safety information that includes the cannabis conversation as well and our projects.
Okay.
Always, always know before you go. So even in the summertime, if you check our cotrip.org, that's cotrip.org, you're going to find out information on road conditions and road closures.
Absolutely.
We're going to start, you know, we talked a little bit about potholes. We're going to start seeing rock fall. Because again,
yes, I remember the big one last year. It was last year, right?
We had one yesterday on I-70.
Oh.
I mean, a huge section of rock came down and we had a road closure there. So find out what conditions are like where you're going. If you're going up to the mountains to get one last ski trip in,
right?
Know before you go. Cotrip.org. And then COD.gov.
Perfect. Michelle Pulin, Dave Watt, thank you so much for all the info, all of the updates. We truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course. Thanks for the opportunity. Yes. Love being here.
Absolutely.
And let me know when you go on vacation. I'm here.
Okay. You got it, girl. I thought I was auditioning to be the Mikey, but you never know.
We might do that too.
Okay. Let's do it. Okay. Coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we continue our series with the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. We are going to talk about how social media and LinkedIn can impact and help your job search efforts. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.